Welcome to the next episode of our podcast, Indiana is Ag plus Bio plus Science. It's presented by Agrinovus Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business and the host of this weekly podcast as well, where we really have in-depth conversations with the leaders, the innovators, the entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector, a sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology all converge in a very exciting way. Today, I am excited to sit down with Mark Peschel. Mark is the CEO of the National FFA organization. And Mark, welcome.
Thank you, Gary. Great to be here.
National FFA is such, it really is an amazing organization in terms of mission, the things going on there. Headquartered here in Indianapolis. Mark, give us a thumbnail, because a lot of people, some people anyway, may not know National FFA until you kind of explain who the organization is.
Well, that's right. And we have a little bit of a joke in the headquarters. We wear these lapel pins that have our emblem on them. And if folks don't know what that emblem is, I've been accused of wearing a pineapple. And so I often have to explain that FFA was the former Future Farmers of America. We changed our name and really our overall focus about 31 years ago so that we could encompass more young people to identify with careers across the whole spectrum of agriculture, including the ag biosciences.
Yeah. I'll talk about the organization in terms of the size. Again, it's headquartered here in Indianapolis, and Indiana certainly fortunate to have the organization here. How big is the organization and what does it encompass?
Well, we've been here in Indianapolis at our headquarters since 1998. Very pleased that we continue to grow. We have 670,000 young people across the country that are members. We see an opportunity for growth. There are about 1.1 million students in agriculture education across the country. So I, thinking back to my corporate days, I say we have about a 65% market share, and there's still room to grow.
One of the reasons why Indianapolis in particular loves the National FFA is your annual convention, because it drives a real economic impact. Talk about the National FFA convention and the fact that it was recently announced that that convention will stay in Indianapolis through 2031.
It will, and we have been celebrating our convention here for the last several years, and we did announce that we've identified Indianapolis as the home to the convention through 2031. Great place to bring young people from all around the country, and of course this past year we welcomed just short of 70,000 guests to Indianapolis for the show. I tell our students and our teachers that we want it to be a safe experience, and Indianapolis creates a wonderful environment for that. But we also want it to be educational and fun for the students as well. And so we're already in planning mode for the 2019 convention.
Well, you know, in terms of making it fun, and again, back to your original point of connecting with young people, the event last year showcased, highlighted a new partnership between Agrinovus, Microsoft, and the National FFA, the Blue Room. It's an idea that Agrinovus brought to the FFA to showcase innovation, technology, research opportunities to high school students to really get them to think about what careers are out there in agriculture.
That's right. And we wanted to be able to present an opportunity for young people to see the impact that innovation and technology in agriculture is going to have on food production as well as their potential careers. So when Beth Bechtel, the CEO of Agrinovus, brought the idea to us, and we started to flesh out how we could develop FFA's Blue Room, it just made a lot of sense for that to be thought of as an experience that we presented at our National FFA convention.
How critical is it to make this connection? It sounds like a great thing to do, certainly. But when you look at the, you know, the black and white, the bottom line numbers, and you look at the future of 21st century food and ag and the ag biosciences, this whole talent shortage, really, and the need to get young people in there, how critical is that?
Well, we're all familiar with the Purdue study that says that there is a tremendous shortfall of talent going into the agricultural field. There are more jobs in ag than there are ag-trained people to fill those roles. And many of us believe that with a growing population, the only way we're really going to be able to effectively feed everyone in the world is through elevated technology and innovation in food production. We tell our students that they have to help us get there. They are the ones that we're depending on to help us identify things such as sustainability and food waste and efficiency and water conservation and all the things that, that go with that. And with less than 2% of the country's population in farming, in fact, I heard a statistic a couple of days ago, there are about 750,000 farmers that produce 80% of the food, fiber, natural resources in the U.S., and their average age is over 60. So there's a tremendous opportunity that we have to bring up this next generation of young people that are going to step into those roles and help us make sure we can feed everyone.
Yeah. These are jobs that are important, but they're good jobs, well-paying jobs that you're talking about.
They are, and there are jobs that span from, of course, production agriculture, but in our world, we present to our students that there are 255 plus unique careers in ag, computer programmers, people in supply chain, folks that are in genetic research, people that are in ag sales, just the full range of opportunities for young people. I have a colleague that had some dental work here in Indianapolis last week, and she discovered that her dentist was a former FFA member. And so he told her that the leadership skills he gained in FFA had helped him through his career as a dentist. So we're impacting young people all across the spectrum.
And what I think is interesting about this whole initiative, the Blue Room, it was not just for that event, just not for the National FFA Convention. You've got Blue 365, which essentially takes that idea, that model, throughout the course of the year.
It does. We recognize that we would be able to have about 4,000 young people go through the FFA Blue Room at convention. So how do we reach the other 666,000? And we're doing that through an educational initiative called FFA Blue 365, where the content of the Blue Room is presented digitally to teachers and students through our website, ffa.org. They can see podcasts, they can see videos, and also experience lesson plans so that they can be at home and still have the look and feel of FFA's Blue Room.
What have there been some takeaways? I mean, you've just launched it and you're beginning to do it on a year-round basis, but any interesting takeaways or reactions that you're getting from students, maybe even from parents, but from students who are engaged with the Blue Room?
You can imagine we did some post-experience surveys. 96% of the young people that went through the room said they learned something about innovation and technology and agriculture that they didn't know before they went through the room. And they identified a number of things. One, that entrepreneurship is important in agriculture, that innovation is going to be important to feeding everyone, that things like food packaging are part of agriculture. And as you see these young people kind of open their minds to what agriculture, agri-science, and the like can be, it's really heartwarming for us to think that experience was well-received. And, of course, we plan to do it again at the 2019 convention.
As you look at Indiana and the ag biosciences and the assets that are here, and certainly the National FFA is one of them, but the work of Agrinovis, institutions like Purdue, there's a long list of really positive assets that Indiana has. As you look at the potential to leverage those assets to create value and to create investment and good things, jobs going forward, your take?
Well, I'm in my third year now as the CEO, and I have the good fortune as well of participating on the board of Agrinovis Indiana. And to see all the ingredients that we have here for a powerful combination that can support agriculture through ag biosciences, the work that Agrinovis is doing to attract innovation and to attract new industry to the state, the impact that Purdue and the Foundry has on agriculture in the state, all the ingredients are here for Indiana to continue to be a leader in agriculture and to really be on the cutting edge of the ag biosciences.
final question for you, and that is, what is next for the National FFA? I think you've just recently completed a five-year strategic plan. What can we expect to hear and see from the National FFA going forward?
Well, we will celebrate our centennial in 2028 here in Indianapolis. We are building an organization with a foundational principle of inclusion and equity. I want FFA to be a welcoming place to all students. But we also know that strategically we need to continue to attract teachers and retain teachers, that we need students to be advocates and a voice for agriculture, and that we play a role in leadership development and preparing these young people for careers in ag. And so that's the basis of our strategic plan, with our vision being we're providing the next generation of leaders that are going to change the world.
All right. Mark Peschel is the CEO of the National FFA organization, an organization that really is doing great things throughout the country. And great to have you headquartered here, and great to have you take time to speak with us today.
Thanks, Gary. Always good to see you.
All right, Mark. Thanks for your insights on Ag Biosciences. This is season two of the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It's a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. Thanks for joining us this time. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick, produced by Libby Fritz and Joe Ullery, and was recorded on location at Launch Fishers. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.